Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about souls, soulmates, twin flames, all that stuff. Okay. So, when I first started dating, I was into soul stuff. I was into like this whole concept that, there was this person that was meant for you and everything was amazing and you had this whole plan and I was brainwashed as a kid. Like in church, they're like, God has a plan for you and our souls are everlasting and stuff like that. And I kind of felt like, I don't know, like super special, really. Like religion just really teaches you, a lot of religions, not all, but a lot of religions teach you to feel very, very special. There's someone looking out for you. They got a special plan for you. You're gonna have an amazing life because you were born for a reason. Special little guy. Anyway, so I had this drilled into my head for a very long time, and you could call this the making of a narcissist because you have people like constantly telling me nice things, things that most anyone would want to hear, like my mom would always call me handsome and call me strong and say I was so great because I'm a Jackson or whatever. And it's just so much ego massaging made me feel like I was better than like a lot of things. Like I'm just the best. I got this whole special thing for just me. Well, it didn't turn out that way. It turned out in time that I'm just another guy. What? And this whole soul concept, I want to talk about like. There's this movie called The Matrix, right? This movie, The Matrix, it had a lot of spin-offs. It had a lot of like fan films and so forth. One of the fan films came in anime form, and they had this. Sorry, I'm sick right now. That was gross. They had this alien just like poking different parts of this human brain, and it was still attached to a human. It was really disturbing, and the human face would be like, ah, or ooh, like different emotions. It would based on where you pushed on the brain. I was thinking, like, well, if the brain controls all the emotions, then what's to say that everything we ever do is just a learning process, and then we kind of just have our emotions based on a random algorithm or something like that? And what are we really if this is all, easily adjustable by the brain? So my theory is that maybe our souls are like drivers in a car, right? But we only are able to control this car based on how effective the machinery inside is. So, like, if it has a GPS, great. We use the GPS. If it has AC, we'll use the AC. If it has brakes, we'll use brakes, and so forth. And some people, maybe their souls are just trapped inside vehicles that don't function well. Like, maybe there's a soul that doesn't want to beat his wife. Like, there's a soul in a guy's body, and he's like living out this life, watching this guy live with his girlfriend or whatever, and then occasionally the body disconnects a little bit. The brain is firing in a way that the soul isn't allowed to control, and you're beating your girlfriend. And the soul's like, ah, what am I doing? And so there's always this remorse after they beat their girlfriend or whatever, and that comes from the soul, maybe. Maybe. Or, maybe there's no souls at all, and this is all silly. I heard of a study where when we die, allegedly we lose a little bit of weight. Maybe we just farted a lot of substance. I don't know. I don't know why we would lose weight when we die or anything like that. I don't know why a soul would have weight, but that is, one thing to support the theory that we have souls is this study that was done. But a lot of people and teenagers kind of ruin this whole concept in general, because when a teenager gets into a relationship, a lot of times they're like, "You're my soulmate." And like the person I'm with right now, I got with them when they were in their late teens. So they told me they were about to turn 18, they're 17. It's legal in both their states, but anyway, they told me that they were my soulmate, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so sweet." And 3, 2, 1 sneeze. Yeah. Anyway, so they told me that they were my soulmates, and I believed the hype because I was very lonely and very desperate and so forth. To feel valued because my value is almost entirely based on my significant other and how much they, love me and so forth, which is really, some people describe that as a terrible thing. Whatever. It's me. So I'm reaching out to this person and I'm like, oh my God, you actually think I'm special? Wow. I'm your soulmate? Wow. Like, this is great. But problem, the girl that I dated a while ago said I was her soulmate. And other girls said I was their soulmate. And so it's kind of cheapened when everybody says that they're your soulmate or every other person. it kind of makes you think, well, maybe we're just making this all up, you know? Because the majority of people are obviously wrong, and maybe they're all wrong, you know? Maybe. There's also twin flames, which is apparently someone just, like, they're on board with you, but they don't want to bang you, I guess. That's the I haven't researched it too much, but that's interesting, you know? But have you ever thought that out of billions of people, maybe there'd just be a few people that were compatible with each other, almost mirror images of each other? Like, you go from one town to another town, and you find a lot of the same people. You got the town drunk, you got the homeless, you got the angry cops, you got, you know, you got a variety of people that you can find pretty much anywhere. Like, if you're in high school, you got the goths, you got the jocks, you got the preps, you got all these people, you know, these people that you would expect to see in an average high school drama, you know? So are we really that unique? Are we really that special? Do we really have souls that just, like, a soul like, you know, I'm going to be a jock in high school. That's what my soul's purpose is. Or is it more so that we're all just developing as animals do? We're just a little bit more intelligent than the average animal, but we're just, like, you know, we have our phases. Oh, yeah, I was such a dumb teenager. Oh, yeah, I was young then. I was in my 20s, dumb 20s. Oh, yeah, I'm 30 now, so I'm much smarter. You know, it's like just people saying this shit again and again, and then they grow old and they fucking die. And then what? We reincarnate? Maybe. But why do you need to reincarnate? This is what really makes me wonder, because before I had this huge ego. I was really obsessed with myself. I loved the idea that I was going to have an eternal soul and live for all time. But then I started to think, and I'm like, what the fuck difference does it make if I'm dead forever? Seriously. Like, when I go to sleep at night, you know, you guys experience this too. When you have a very, very deep sleep, you know, you're just completely in the abyss, completely gone, completely detached from this world. And you wake up and you have to go, who am I? Where am I? For a second, you go, who am I? Where am I? What the fuck does it matter if you wake up? This sounds really dark, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I was comfortable, right? In that deep sleep, I was chill. It was fine. I didn't feel anything. I mean, I actually kind of felt warm and comfortable, you know. But when I got to the deep, deep sleep, you probably don't feel anything. So what's really this sadness in not reincarnating or not having an afterlife? What's wrong with resting forever? You know, your essence or your soul or whatever. Just being chill. You can't feel pain when you don't exist. You can't feel pleasure either, but I don't know. Deep sleep feels pretty non-existent, yet I admire my moments of deep sleep. It's such a wonderful peace. Anyway, so this all sounds suicidal, and it's not. It's not. But I just kind of wanted to express my feelings on, you know, all this soul stuff, because it seems like, seeing how dumb I was as a teenager, you know, seeing how dumb I was as a kid, and how like other people I've seen in the world are, I just stopped thinking I'm special so much. I stopped thinking everything's so, you know, magical, and I started thinking, fuck, maybe I'm just another combination of random brain chemistry, you know, and random life experiences, and my role kind of shaped me. Like, I used to play the game Metal Gear Solid a lot. And then later on, I started, you know, introducing philosophies and so forth, thinking they were my own. And then I went and played the game again years later, and I'm like, holy shit, that's what I've always been saying. This game programmed me to be who I am. I'm not even me. You know, the human brain is, it's amazing. It's so easy to influence, to warp, to mold. It's also so easy to convince itself that it's a fucking snowflake. It's crazy, man. Anyway, if you want to believe you have a soul, that's great. Because I'm not going to sit here and try to prove you wrong all day. It doesn't really give me anything. And if you don't want to believe you have a soul, I hope you're nice to the people who believe they do have souls. Because what the fuck do you get out of it? Just be nice, you know? I'm trying to be nicer to people. We should all be nicer to people. Because pain sucks. Bye, guys.